Alice.
To my knowledge, most nonprofits release publicly their salary information to the general public, not even LSB members or listener members, to the general public in ranges. So as I see it, our concern should be for the range. What is the best range to protect both the employees' privacy and to give the LSB a chance to have a rational vote on their budget?
Well, and that was
William.
I'd just like to have an opinion on that, because I've worked on several nonprofit boards, and in order to get that information, it has to be done through a Brown Act type request. So that's two different things, and there's a difference between an individual citizen on their own volition requesting information from an organization through an information request that I'm not sure what the act is called, but it's a government request that you can do that with any nonprofit in this country. That's different from saying that nonprofits publish salary information. Yes. So I think that distinction needs to be made. Yes. And I'm going to stop.
One of the questions.
Gerald?
Yeah.
Come on, folks. Y'all hurt my feelings here. We just had a meeting that was public. And Lonnie gave a financial report with all the range information on a big old giant screen for all to see. I think we're making too much out of this.
Mark.
Yes. I would like to address the range issue. As I said, the seven figure was originally came out of a sort of compromise agreement so we could get quickly and we wouldn't have as much. But one of the things, I understand that some people feel that that's too broad. Although, Carol, when you first posed it, you were doing 6,000 and you were kind of fine with that. So I was thinking that since Lonnie, you said five is a lot easier for our treasurers. You know, and maybe if we could come to that as opposed to 3 and 7, cut it in the middle, do the 5, and, you know, then go to the main motion on the range, I think we could accomplish, you know, a better compromise, much as we did with William's otherwise interjection.
Wait a minute. Vicky's next.
I really think we're splitting hairs here, whether it's $5,000 for the range or $7,000 for the range or three. That's not really a material. This all came about because of the need for transparency, because this organization, in an effort to heal, needs to make our decisions transparent to our members, to the local station boards, and to the listeners. And without violating absolute confidentiality, the use of salary ranges to disseminate personnel information is not an unheard-of concept. My affiliate station uses salary ranges. We publish those as part of our job descriptions. They are associated with a job description. This particular item has a salary range of $25,000 to $30,000. That's what we use. The particular individual salaries are confidential, released only within staff and then to the personnel committee. When the budget goes to the full board, the salary line is an aggregate line. If that salary line is questioned, then the board goes into executive session so that any individual salary information, person by person, stays in executive session. There are ways to compartmentalize this information to protect the individuals and still be transparent to the public. And I don't really care what number we put on that range.
Serena, please. Everybody, Serena, we're trying to get people who haven't spoken.
Thank you. I would just like to say, point of clarification or point of order, whatever it's called, I think that we have carried this one long enough, and it almost seems as though this board did not just go through a day and a half of a retreat to try and deal with these kinds of issues. Now, I understand the importance of salaries and all of that, and I would agree with Sonali in terms of it's embarrassing to see that a salary is this low. So what are you talking about? You're wasting the time here, I think, and definitely going 20 minutes to talk about whether it should be 3,000, 5,000, 7,000, a million. We're not talking about the President of the United States' salary or anyone else's. I wish that we could move on, vote, and if we're going to carry on this way tomorrow with all the things that we have to take care of, then I can see why listeners don't come and sit in on our sessions.
Are you calling the question?
No, I'm just calling a point of clarification.
Well, that's calling.
All right, the question's been called.
Second.
Thank you.
The amendment.
All right, so this is to stop debate on this amendment. All those in favor, raise your hand. All right, that motion carries. Now,
we're voting on the amendment.
We're voting on the amendment, and the amendment was to go from $7,000 to $3,000 in the range. All those in favor? To the $3,000 amendment. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. Opposed? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. What is this, was what?
12 to 5.
Well, it carries.
It carries.
Now we're back to the main motion as amended, with a salary range of no more than $3,000. Yes, Teresa.
I call the question
on the main motion.
All right, she's calling the question on the main motion.
Second.
All those in favor of ending debate here?
Count me.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Okay, that motion carries. Opposed? Well, I'm sorry. Opposed? All right, that motion carries. All right, now we're on the main motion. What are we? Yes. Okay, we're on the main motion. All those in favor, raise your hand, please.
Count me.
Okay, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. 8, 9, 10, 11. 15.
Madam Chairman, I request a roll call vote on this.
Second. No, it's not too
late.
Yeah, it's not too late, and I'm requesting a roll call vote.
There's a second.
Second.
All right, all those in favor of a roll call vote.
Count me.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. 12, 13, opposed? 1. All right, that motion carries. Let's call the roll. 2, sorry.
2, no.
2, no. All right, Roger.
Coming. Thank you. Okay, Dave?
Yes.
Teresa?
Yes.
Henry?
Yes.
Sam?
No.
Sonali?
Yes.
Ray?
No.
Ambrose?
Yes.
Miguel?
Yes.
Roger, yes. Kalonji?
Yes.
Oh, jeez. I wish I had my mouse from home, I'll tell you. This one's a... Kalonji's yes?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Sarv?
Sarv,
we're calling a roll call vote on the resolution.
On the main motion.
Yes.
Go ahead and skip him.
We'll come back to Sarv. Mark?
Yes.
Julie?
No.
Vicki?
Yes.
Gerald?
Yes.
Wendy?
Yes.
Serena?
Yes.
Alice?
Yes.
Carol?
Yes.
William?
No.
Donna?
Yes.
Sarv, are you ready to vote?
Yeah, no.
What is your vote on the motion, Sarv?
No.
No, thank you. Well, I expect the motion passes, but I will count. The yeses are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15. Oh.
16.
Mm-hmm. Where are we?
You should.
Spinner. Thank you. Thank you. Spinner 16. Donna 17. That's 17 yes.
No, actually, I thought
that's 15. Oh. We're going to count again. I'm sorry. Let me reduce the size of my screen. Play by play for the people on the internet. Yes votes are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16. No votes are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
All right, that motion is carried.
I'm sorry, we have a contested what?
I'm sorry, I had it at 17 to 4. Oh, it's our fault?
Yeah.
No.
So it's 16 yes, 5 no.
All right, that motion has carried.
Madam Chair?
Yes.
I would like to remind you,
Donna,
that we've gone past the time, and I want to know, we haven't finished this the last motion, and I just want to know, were we going to try to adhere to the time?
We actually have until 9:50 before adjournment, and it's a little before 9 now.
I know, but we, on the agenda, at 8:45, we were going to be finished with this.
I know, but we still have a bit of slack here, so I think we should take on another resolution.
Madam.
Mark. Excuse me. Order, please. Yeah. Quiet, please.
We're doing well.
Mark.
Yes, Madam Chair, the next resolution that was presented addressed the question of legal bills and tried to find a way to kind of manage that. Now, since Lonnie Hicks is going to be addressing that question tomorrow, or Sunday, perhaps the motion regarding the legal should wait until we have the numbers. So with that being, I would like to just at this point go to 4 and introduce that so we can finish with the National Finance Committee.
All right.
Okay, and that motion, which I've already explained, is self-explanatory, states, before an annual budget for the Pacifica Foundation can be adopted by the Pacifica National Board, a majority vote recommending adoption must be passed by the National Finance Committee.
I second that motion, Alice.
All right. Is there discussion on this motion?
Oh, yeah.
Dave?
I'm not in favor of it because if the composition of that committee it breaks a given way that's different than the sentiment on the board, it gives that committee the power to deny the board the right to approve something that a majority might be in favor of.
I concur with that.
Alice?
I would ask then, David, do you have another way? Because the bylaws ask the finance committees, at least on the national level, to suggest adoption of a budget or turning it down.
Given the time, I think we should move to table.
Just a moment. I didn't call on Dick. Did I call on him? I can't remember if I did. No. All right, Sarv.
Madam Chair, I'm going to vote against this motion, and the primary reason is that all committees, standing committees of this board, are advisory in nature, and they're advisory only. And whenever they have this kind of a motion that binds the National Board from carrying out its mandate, that's not only advisory, it will scuttle the board. So I'm going to vote against it.
Carol.
I move to amend the motion as follows. Before an annual budget for the Pacifica Foundation can be adopted by the Pacifica Foundation, by the Pacifica National Board, it must receive a recommendation from the National Finance Committee either to approve or disapprove the budget. The bylaws require the Finance Committee to give its recommendation to the board before it votes.
Second.
It doesn't require the Finance Committee to approve the budget, but
wait, what about the discussion?
No, it is stating the purpose of the motion. The purpose of the motion is to carry out the bylaws' responsibility of the Finance Committee to give advice and a recommendation to the board.
I second that motion.
All right. It's been moved and seconded to amend this resolution to state that the LSB has to...
No.
I'm sorry.
You want me to read it again? Because I have it in writing.
Yes. Thank you.
All right. Before an annual budget for the Pacifica Foundation can be adopted by the Pacifica National Board, it must receive a recommendation from the National Finance Committee either to approve or not approve the budget.
David?
I'm concerned that if the board, if that committee wants to prevent it being passed, they don't take action on it.
You got to trust this a little bit.
Ray.
Remember those values from this morning?
Okay. Point of information. Is it possible for the committee to deadlock? Because in which case, we would just say that they would recommend recommendation to the board without specifying that they would be for or against.
Must receive. All right. It must receive a recommendation from the National Finance Committee as to the budget.
Okay.
Lonnie.
If this duplicates the existing bylaw language, I don't see the need for it because the language in the bylaws are pretty clear. The part of it that so I don't see a need to replicate that. Affirm the bylaw power, I'm fine with, but this seems to be saying something different from that. That would seem to be its intent.
No, it's not.
If it simply affirms, fine. But let me move on to the point about before an annual budget for the Pacifica Foundation can be adopted is pretty strong language. You don't see that anywhere in any bylaws. So my recommendation would be to simply have an affirming statement of existing bylaws power. Go with that.
Dan, is your hand raised? No, Alice.
I think it's very important that the Pacifica National Board itself does not try to approve a budget without a clear recommendation pro or con from the Finance Committee, unless the entire PNB wants to be on that Finance Committee, because the details are huge in the organization and it takes a lot of time, I've found, to understand them. So my recommendation is either we adopt Carol's language or Mark's original is fine with me either way, but I suggest it's very dangerous for the PNB to decide to vote upon a budget until it hears the Finance Committee's recommendation.
Roger.
This is a question with wording. Before an annual budget for the Pacifica Foundation can be adopted by the Pacifica National Board, what if we said can be considered by the Pacifica National Board? Does that change things here, or does that make it clearer what your intent is?
No.
That's worse.
No.
That's
okay.
Worse.
Forget it then. Forget it. That's
my question.
How about a majority vote?
Okay, William.
I just wanted to say that this motion reminds me of the state of California. And the state of California never passes their budget on time. And if they had language like this, it'd be like 1989, where state employees received, I think it was 1989, but whatever year it was, they received IOUs instead of paychecks. This is language that is not in bylaws of most organizations that are nonprofits that I've been involved in, but it's just customary. Finance committees should recommend whether a budget should be approved or not, and it doesn't have to be a part of our bylaws, and it doesn't have to be a resolution. It should just be something that the Finance Committee does. And if the Finance Committee doesn't do it, the Pacifica National Board is responsible for doing it, and that's something that's charged to us in our bylaws. So I think that this resolution is not necessary.
Vicki.
Does the Finance Committee have the authority to amend or recommend amendments to the budget as presented to the Finance
sure.
Committee.
Yeah.
Should that language be reflected in this resolution?
Sharp.
Madam Chair, this is a, I think this is going to set a very disturbing kind of precedence. We have many committees. There's not only one financial committee, and pretty soon all the other committees are going to begin to limit the operation of the Pacific National Board just by injecting the same kind of a language. And I'm against that because that, again, I want to reiterate this, that these committees are advisory in nature, and they should not be scuttling the Pacific National Board. And these are all elected people, and the Pacific National Board, the presumption is that somehow they will do the wrong thing. Well, there are five different ways to recall these elected PNB board members. And so I do not fear that they're going to misuse or abuse their power on things like these.
Alice.
I defer to Lonnie.
I think that I agree with Sarah's point about all subcommittees of the board are recommendatory. That is, there is no exception. None allowed in these bylaws. If you allow a committee to make an exception for itself, for example, perhaps we had a governance committee that said no governance policy can be adopted by the board without approval of the governance committee. No.
That's not the motion.
Or recommendation. Yeah. The point is not that what you've tied to the normal and proper recommendatory powers of a committee, you've tied the hands of its superior body, the board. And that is the issue. Can you, any committee, make board action impossible because of its lack of recommendation? Let me talk about how it's solved in most organizations, and I have a couple of minutes. If the majority of the board chooses to disgorge, say, a budget or any other thing from a committee, then in Congress, it's done that way. The majority of the board should have the power because its creature cannot hold up its business. So what's missing from this kind of amendment, this kind of proposal, is the ability of the board to act. Should it choose to move the business, to disgorge, whether it be a budget or policy or rule that may be under advisement or under consideration by some committee. And that's what makes this incomplete and dangerous.
Mark.
Okay, there are just a couple of things, and I was just, Sarf was joking me that this was an attempt to grab power by the NFC, but it was not. Okay. That was not. We get to that tomorrow. There were a couple of realities we were attempting to address here. One is, unlike in some of the other committees, where we have two LSB members and one PMB and that type of thing, the Finance Committee is structured differently. The only LSB member is the treasurer and a PMB because of the nature of the data that we're reviewing. Because of the nature of it, it's a different animal. They even, like I said, the chair of the committee can be called treasurer if we so decide. It's a different kind of function that we recognize. I want to remind you that the current budget that we've been operating on since October was never approved by the board. We've been operating on a budget which was never approved. So one of the things we wanted to address here, in addition to integrating the LSBs, was to recognize that we did not want to have another situation where we go a year without a budget that is approved. So we're recognizing that since the Finance Committee is the point of origin that's reviewing this together with what was generated by Lonnie and by Dan, then we wanted to say, yes, you got to come through this committee in order to make a recommendation. I like the amendment Carol suggested, not approve, not adopt. We just make a recommendation and say, board, we like this budget. Board, we don't like this budget for the following reasons, and then you make your decision. But you've got to use the National Finance Committee. That's why you created them and gave them a whole paragraph of your bylaws.
Miguel.
Wait. Just let me say how many are in the list. Miguel, Carol, Don, Kaloni, Roger, and Alice. Okay.
Thanks. Miguel.
I think that when we create so many committees, and I remember that people complain and about, my God, so many committees. And I've thought that the idea behind it was to try to digest and accommodate some of the discussion that we, or I would say to have less discussion in the national board meetings and act in an expedited way to approve any other recommendation or non-recommendation or whatever situation occur in those committees. But we have better idea when it's coming from those committees, because some of the people who are sitting here were having a previous discussion about whatever issue we were having those discussions. So it seems to me that the committees somehow help us to make a quicker decision, and we save time because those committees can meet for, I don't know how many meetings they already have. They may have 5, 6, 7. We can hear for 3 days, and we have so many items in front of us. And you, if you remember, when we go into all business, there's so many things that we didn't discuss. And that because some of them were new resolutions that were brought in front of us, and we didn't have the time to discuss. And I think that with those committees, you know, we have a chance to have a shorter discussion.
Okay. I'd like to go to Kalonji, who hasn't spoken.
I'd like to suggest, hello, this mic's working here.
Yes.
That we reword it to say the National Finance Committee must submit its recommendation prior to the adoption of annual budget for the Pacifica Foundation. That gives them their role. It also gives us information they've worked on, and it doesn't require us to have to. It gives them a mandate rather than gives the board a mandate as to what happens.
I second
that. Would you put it in exact language? All right. There's a substitute motion.
The substitute that addresses the issue that's coming up around here. And I think it's a good one. But we need it in text. To my amendment.
You want me to repeat it?
Yeah, write it down.
And then I'll write it down? Or? Okay, let me repeat it, then I'll write it down. Okay? It says, the National Finance Committee must submit its recommendations prior to the adoption of the annual budget for the Pacifica Foundation.
And if it doesn't do that, then the Pacifica Board could still do it. Could still pass the budget, is my question.
Yes, the board can still pass the budget, but the finance committee has failed to carry out its duty.
Its duty. Okay.
All right. So, Kalonji, you're writing that down. All right, there's a substitute amendment here. Substitute motion to the amendment. William.
I think that language, I agree with the amendment, and I'm glad that it's in the affirmative, but I think that language is still just as ambiguous, and there still needs to be a statement that's added that says if the finance committee fails to meet their obligation, that the national board is required to fulfill the work of the finance committee and approve a budget in a timely fashion. It's not about us. It's about policy for this organization.
Madam Chair, I'd like to call the question.
All right. Question has been called to limit debate. On the substitute motion that Kalonji has just submitted to us.
I know that Donna called the question. I should have made my statement a motion as a substitute.
Too late.
Put this one down and then. He can't add it though without us throwing it out to the whole. So I should I restate my language or are you going to run me out of order?
You're out of order.
You said it was a point of order.
He's out of order.
The question's been called, so let's vote on limiting debate on Kalonji's substitute amendment. All right, all those in favor, raise your hand.
Information? Point of information?
Can you hear it
again? I'm trying to understand the motion, but point of information?
Yes.
Can I ask, is the intent, Kalonji, that this motion would allow the board, in the event of the finance committee not recommending a budget, is the intent that the board could do so?
Yes.
I had asked that already.
Just want to be clear what that intent is.
But can that be added?
All right, question has been called on limiting debate on this
question
on the substitute motion.
What are we voting on?
Ending debate.
Wait, on the, okay.
Yes, on Kalonji's substitute motion. All those in favor, please raise your hand.
Can we read the motion?
One, two.
No, this is debate. You have to read the motion.
Quiet. 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18. All right, that motion carries. Now, we're going to vote on Kalonji's substitute motion.
He didn't call for the nose.
Let's hear it.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. How many vote against that? I'm very sorry.
Oh, no. You have to take
the
two.
Test.
Two.
Go ahead and raise your hand.
All right. I'm sorry. All right. Now to Kalonji's substitute motion. Can you read it again, Kalonji?
The National Finance Committee must submit its recommendation prior to the adoption of the annual budget for the Pacifica Foundation. Failing submission, the board must act.
Will act?
May act.
Shall.
Kalonji. It's Kalonji's. Now.
Can't change it.
He changed that last time.
No, you have to give us your original. Kalonji.
I'm going to be out of order.
All right.
Listen, do that.
Kalonji, please read your original motion.
Okay. Give me a chance.
Does that mean I'm limited to the
original
statement?
Motion.
Okay.
I'm sorry, you are.
The National Finance Committee must submit its recommendation prior to the adoption of the annual budget for the Pacifica Foundation. Great. Period.
All right. All those in favor, raise your hand. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Opposed. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
What was the count again?
It was 8 to 10.
It passes.
Can you count again?
Yeah. All right, let's re-vote. All those in favor, please raise your hand again.
Can I amend it?
No, just let this vote go. This vote.
How many? All in favor. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 11? 11. All right, opposed. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
All right. I abstain. I just.
Right, there are lots of abstentions.
I don't.
Passes.
11 to.
You're supposed to make a recommendation before we vote.
Point of information?
Yes, Glenn.
Would it be in order, Madam Chair, to have the intent of the motion be inserted into the record for clarity?
I think that would be a very good idea.
Can you state that? Because I can't hear over the noise.
The intent of the motion to be submitted into the minutes for clarity.
Can I amend my motion?
You can make another one.
We just approved.
It's not out of order.
You can't do it.
Yes, you can.
It's already passed.
So that was an amendment to the original. That was a substitute.
That was a substitute amendment.
Motion.
That's right.
To the amendment, was it not?
No, to the main motion.
To the main motion.
To the main motion. So now we need to vote on the main motion.
Can I offer an amendment to the substitute motion?
Yes. Go ahead.
The amendment to the substitute motion is as follows. Failing submission, the board may fulfill its fiduciary obligation.
Second.
It may be implied, but I think, you know, we don't want to.
Kalonji, could you please read it again? I couldn't hear it.
Failing submission, the board must The board may fulfill its fiduciary responsibility or obligation.
What does that mean?
It's a possible question.
I think that's unclear. If you're, wait. If your intent is that the PNB can pass the budget, I think it should be stated that clearly. Nothing like fiduciary,
that's right.
Blah, blah.
Repeat that.
All you have to do is say to pass the budget. To pass the budget.
Yeah, pass the budget.
To
Can we just leave that in there?
Yes, David. Quiet.
Given that we clearly don't have clarity on this, given that the bylaws and the function of the Finance Committee are clear, given that I don't think we need this to move forward this year, I'd move to table until the next board meeting, the next regularly scheduled board meeting.
I second that.
Table what?
I said
table the entire
main motion.
But we just
The substitute motion to the amendment.
The substitute passed, but the motion didn't pass. So it had to be brought back.
Okay. All right. So now it's been moved and seconded, I believe, to table the motion until the next regular board meeting.
Table which motion?
The main motion.
But, Madam Chair, did we pass the substitute motion?
Yes.
Point of order, I believe, that as my understanding as secretary trying to follow this stuff is that Kalonji's motion was a substitute motion to Carol Spooner's motion to amend the main motion. So we approved essentially an amendment to the main motion, and we have returned to the main motion. Dave Adelson has moved to, and it's been seconded to,
Table
the main motion.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I'm ruling that Roger's right. So that's what's going on. Now.
Main motion as amended?
Yes. The main motion with the substitute amendment.
With the substitute
yes.
amendment.
Now, let's. Till the next meeting. Can we debate it? No. All right.
Vote on the table?
No, no debate. All right. So now we're going to vote. It requires a majority vote to lay it to the next meeting. How many are in favor of tabling the motion until the next meeting? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. Opposed. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. It's tabled. All right. Now, can we get to the final resolution of this evening, which is the WBAI bank signing Schwab issue?
Yeah, I'll introduce it. From time to time, the National Office will be requesting of the PNB to pass resolutions via a process known as unanimous written consent. And these are typically financial matters that might arise from time to time where it's not really worth it for all of us to get together and call a board meeting on an issue. And what will happen instead is that the National Office will send out a notice requesting board members as a matter of formality to sign off on typically a financial transaction that is requested by a financial institution to have full board authorization. And a few weeks ago, we sent you two examples, one of which was the transfer of a gift of 4 shares of a company by the name of 3M to Pacifica, the Pacifica Foundation's account, brokerage account, and the brokerage firm had requested board authorization on the transaction. The second request that we had sent had to do with new requirements of financial institutions as a result of the Patriot Act requiring individuals to provide a variety of information specifically to the bank for background checks by federal agencies into the banks. And in this particular case, we wanted to alter the signers on the BAI bank account in New York to include four signers, the CFO, the ED, the GM, and the development director at WBAI. At the time, actually, I sent the request. I think I only asked for three signers. The fourth signer is the development director on the account, and that is being requested by the Bank of New York, a full board authorization for those four signers. That is typical at all of our accounts throughout the system. We have the ED, the CFO, and two signers from a local station on those bank accounts. At all five stations, both the GM and a second signer, who is not the business manager, is a signer on all checks. That's because we want to separate the functions of drafting and approving checks from the actual signers. So the business manager or the business staff at a particular station will prepare the paperwork and then require the signature from somebody else, and that would be the general manager and a second staffer who would sign the checks or not sign the checks, as the case might be. And that is the policy we have in place right now. And so what we're requesting is two things: the authorization to transfer four 3M shares to our brokerage account, and number two, authorization for the Bank of New York for four signers on the Bank of New York account, being the GM, the development director, the ED, and the CFO.
Alice.
I have a question for Dan. In the material I've received, and all of this is, of course, procedural and good, but in what I received, the stock transfer form was general and said so at the top of it and did not refer on it to two shares of 3M stock.
Yeah, not unusual. Just it is a formality requested by the brokerage firm, and often typically they would just fill in the blank, I think, on that form. I don't have it in front of me.
Wasn't filled in.
Wasn't filled in?
With the name of the stock.
I have the form right here.
The one I received did not have the name of the stock, and my question is this in any way a problem? For me, when I've seen these forms before, the stock and the number of stocks are filled out on them. If you need a general, you know, waiver request, that's fine too, but the request I received was only for two. It was without definition, was for general.
Well, what you're talking about in this case is a requirement by Schwab to know who in the organization is authorized to receive, and subsequent transactions would be filled out that way.
So is this a general waiver of the board that you will be facilitated in transferring any future stocks directly, which is fine with me. It's just not what I received.
The resolution that Schwab is asking for, maybe I'll just read it. Resolved that any of the authorized agents designated below be, and they hereby are, fully authorized and empowered to transfer, convert, endorse, sell, assign, set over, and deliver any and all shares of stock, bonds, debentures, notes, subscription warrants, stock purchase warrants, evidences of indebtedness, or other securities now and or hereafter standing in the name or owned by the organization to make, execute, and deliver under the corporate seal of this organization any and all written instruments of assignment and transfer necessary or proper to effectuate the authority hereby conferred. In English, what's being said here is that the Schwab is asking who is authorized to sign on board the behalf of the board with the board seal or the corporate seal, that is to say by the secretary of the board who possesses the corporate seal. That is the way the Schwab people of the banks know that the board has seen it, right, by affixing the seal through the secretary. They still want, after the affixation of the seal, to know who is authorized to therefore receive the stuff. So that's what this basically means. In this case, we tried to find out if they had anything that was ready for transfer. They told us, yeah, we got four shares.
So another do I understand then that what you're really asking us is to sign a general form, which is fine, just the paperwork we've received, just so that that goes into the record. I'm on the Finance Committee, so I care. This is a general waiver so that in the future you can also directly transfer without coming back to the PNB.
Doesn't have to come back and get a corporate seal.
Okay, corporate seal, but does that require the sitting of the full board?
Well, I we would hope not. I don't know the specifics why Schwab has asked us for this signature at this time, because we have done these transactions in the past. Typically, listeners or donors often give gifts of stock certificates, actually, so it's not unusual. But hopefully this would be a one-time only authorization that would grant authorization to the two officers to transfer stocks on a regular basis, hopefully.
So it's unclear at this point, but we should just go ahead and recommend this, is what you're saying.
Teresa?
I call the question.
All right. So Teresa's called the question on limiting debate on this item or discussion on this resolution. All those in favor? We didn't have a second. I'm sorry.
I second that.
All right. All those in favor?
I'm not in favor of limiting debate. But I'm going to have that.
9, 10, 11.
Thank you, William.
Six,
you're
welcome.
Opposed? One.
Okay.
The guy who has to fix the seal.
Roger, you'll fix the seal. This is
now, so the resolution is now before us on the WBII bank signing and the resolution on Schwab.
Roger, do you have the Bank of New York document in front of you?
My dog ate it, but I got it back.
Great. My understanding is that is a fairly standard document requiring board authorization for the foundation signatories on the account, on the WBAI account.
Wait. Okay, so that was the Schwab. We just called the question, right? Yeah, we need to vote on the Schwab.
Point of order?
Yes.
And in the agenda, these are both lumped together, so somebody would probably have to move to divide it if the...
Okay.
It was my understanding we were doing two separate resolutions, one for Schwab.
We haven't voted on the Schwab. Let's do that. I'm sorry. So all those in favor of the resolution on Schwab, please raise your hand. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14. Post. All right, that carries. Now, Dan.
What was opposed then?
No opposed.
Roger, do you want to highlight the Bank of New York resolution specifically?
No, I wanted to highlight the other one, but that I really have nothing to say about this one except that it just says who can sign the checks, basically, which you've already gone over.
Yeah, that's basically what it is.
Can we vote on this?
Oh, and who can sign the checks, by the way, is the executive director, chief financial officer, and the station manager.
And the development director, whose name is Denise Haynes.
Okay. All right. All those in favor?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 18.
Opposed? All right.
Thank you very much.
Now I have to sign this stuff.